Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thursday afternoon. It's Ethan's Friday. He keeps reminding me that because he's off tomorrow. And then Fred's off next week. Yeah, I know, right?
I don't like that either, Fred.
Oh, sorry.
Are you gone next week for part of it?
Yeah.
I don't like any of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have the grandson coming in and the kids, so I have an excuse for that.
Did
I got a new picture.
New picture.
You know, I haven't yet.
I need
to do that.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
I have things on my list for tomorrow and for Saturday, and then we're going to see a screening. I'm taking Alexa and some of her friends to see Zootopia 2,
which
I'm excited. I love the first one. It was really, really good. It was a long time ago, too. It was like 12 years ago, I think. Fred, we had the directors in the KMOX studio. They were awesome, but that is a good... You know, I've always felt this, and I think I said this the other day, that there aren't enough adults who watch good animated movies that they assume that they're targeted toward kids, but Zootopia is such a great example of a film that absolutely will intrigue the little ones, but it's got such sharp comic wit and delivery, and a lot of that's because Jason Bateman is the character of the fox. He's
one
of the main
so
characters.
Funny.
Yes, he is. So really, really good. Were you going to throw in something here before I start talking to...
No, I was just going to say that I ran into Kevin Killeen.
Former KMOX reporter.
And Kevin Killeen always has a Killeen-ism for whatever thing you've got going on. So he told me, Mark, that he listens to this station on his drive home. He likes to listen to traffic because I sound like Jimmy Stewart.
I know.
What does that mean?
Comforting.
He says it's comforting.
It's comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He was complimentary. He told me that as well. So
yeah.
He was.
But did he have one for you?
No. He basically said he only listens because of you.
Oh, okay.
I've had plenty of people that have told me that anyway, so I just accept that. That's a win for me. I don't care.
I didn't think that. I thought you meant that he had said something. Because, you know, if Kevin's covering a trial, he talks about the guy's tie for about five minutes before getting to it.
You know, I just saw Kevin in the hallway, and first thing he said to me was, "Hey, Fred, I like your pants. They look really fresh."
See?
Well, so for folks who don't know who Kevin Killeen is, he was a reporter at KMOX for decades and decades. He works for county executive Steve Ellman now as like a communications director. But what sucks is, and we're going to have, you know, this is a good parallel and a good example here. Elliot Davis is going to come on a little bit later in the show. He's doing independent journalism. He worked at Fox for, you know, a long, long time, 45 years chasing politicians. And Elliot and Kevin would be a couple of, not the only, but they would be a couple of the key people here in St. Louis that weren't afraid to ask questions of politicians and press them and ask follow-up questions. Now,
yes.
Kevin
and
always...
chase them should they need to be chased.
Yes, like, yes.
Go down the hallway and find the answers. So they have that reputation. So you need someone who... One, has the ability to do that, all right, and those guys are capable. But B, you also need the gravitas to do it. Because some punk kid chases you down the hallway. You're like, what the hell? I'm not going to talk to you. But Kevin and Elliot and some other reporters, I think we have, you know, some good television reporters out there, and there's certainly good people still at KMOX. But when you, you know, develop that relationship, it's really important, you know, as a condition of decent journalism. All right, I mentioned my friend Chris Smith, who became, unfortunately, a bit of a famous person because he was shot in the head and nearly killed. 5 years ago, Chris, are we at the five-year mark now for this whole thing? 5 years ago Thanksgiving?
It'll be 4 years on the 24th.
Okay, 4 years on the 24th. And
just infamous.
Recount the story for those people who might not be familiar with it. You're out on a first date up in Farmersville.
11/24/21 I met a woman out of Troy, Illinois, off Facebook dating, from what I'm told. And we met for a beer at the Uptown Saloon up there, up in Farmersville. And after that, I remember nothing until I woke up from a coma on 1/12/22
And
being told I was shot in the head and completely paralyzed on the left-hand side of my body.
You had basically been in a coma, but it was like a medically induced coma. You had several strokes.
Well, it was medically induced after I flung myself out of the bed on Christmas of 21.
Yeah, I remember that story. Your mom tells that story as well. So your story, we've shared quite a bit here on my show because you and I have a personal connection. We became friends, and you were one of the first people that you called when you woke up in January.
Correct.
But then you went on to your recovery, and you were told by a lot of people, including doctors, that you would never walk and that you wouldn't have much of a future. You never, ever refused, or you always refused to hear that, right? You always moved forward. So now your story has been told in a variety of ways. You've written a book called My Fatal First Date, 48 hours, and you could still watch it on Paramount Plus if you want to see the Fatal First Date episode from about a year ago. But you're also going to be on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning, right?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be on with Dr. Mark Siegel. He's interviewing me, correct?
Yeah, so tell me,
great,
what is that about? I think you've already done the interview, right? You taped this yesterday?
Yeah. It's pre-recorded, unfortunately. He had asked if I wanted to come up. It was like, I would have had like a 24 hours notice. I said, honestly, Doc, I'm scared to get on a plane. I've already used all my 9 lives up.
Yeah.
So yeah, we pre-recorded it. My mother and I, of course, we make a good team together, apparently.
What is this part of, because he's got a new book out where he's talking about inspirational stories, but is this kind of part of what he's doing with the book, and how did he track you down?
Well, how do you think he found me, Mark? You know how I am. I actually reached out to him probably about 2 months ago and got on his radar. And, yeah, he had wrote a book about medical miracles and, miracles in general. And since I had a near-death experience that I was scared to talk about for the first 2 years of my recovery, and I finally came out with it on 48 hours. So, so he wanted to interview me, and I was on my way to the gym the other morning, and I see a New York City number. Show up my phone. I'm like, well, who the heck's this? And I answer. He's like, hey, Chris, Dr. Mark Siegel here. And I was like, get out of here. And, then I went from there, man.
That's awesome.
And he knows you, too, which is crazy. Everybody knows Mark Reardon.
Well, Dr. Siegel, and Fred knows this, and Fred has a lot to do with it. He was very good to us in the early days of the pandemic, and we spent a lot of time with him on the phone. And, he was doing a lot of stuff on what they called Doctors Radio on Sirius XM, which he is a big part of. And, Dr. Siegel should never, ever be disrespected because he's associated with Fox. He is a very, very smart, qualified physician and, has a lot of street cred behind him. So that's cool. So is it going to air more than once, you think, tomorrow morning?
Yes. The producer had told me that 6 a.m. our time, so between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. our time tomorrow morning, I'll be on Fox and Friends. Although not on the couch, I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to see my picture and hear my voice. And then at the 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. our time. Yeah, 9 a.m. our time, 10 a.m. our time, and the 1 p.m. show our time as well.
Okay, so one other thing I want to cover with you, because you're doing some speaking engagements now, like motivational speaking, and that's starting to take off a little bit. You gave a keynote for which organization very recently?
Yes, the Brain Injury Association of America, which goes by the BIAA.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yes.
And how did that go?
Mizzou Medical School, they were there, and they reached out to me to go speak to them also. So I'm waiting for more details on that.
So I haven't watched, you sent me the speech. I mean, I'm going to watch it and probably write a bunch of notes and criticize and get back to you and then to make this better, right? You know that, right?
It's edited. But my cousin, the real Dr. Smith and family is up there. I'm on stage with me to my right, seat at the table. Because I said, yeah, get up there. Him and I make a really great team since he gives me the street cred that I think Dr. Smith myself has. But, so he was up there basically doing the color commentary, and he was doing the actual game analysis is what I say of my whole speech up there.
That's awesome. Well, have you
– whatever, great.
And, Chris, I can't remember. Have you seen Soul on Fire, the John O'Leary movie yet?
I have not.
Okay.
I've talked to John several times.
No, I know that, but I bring it up because there's a great, and this is representative of sort of what happened, because when he first goes out to speak, there is a mom that's familiar with his story, and she invites him to address a group of Boy Scouts, and it's just terrible. Yeah. It goes horribly awful, and, you know, he keeps at it,
yeah.
And it, you know, it takes a while. I give you a lot of credit because I can sit here behind a microphone in a studio. I can pretty much be in front of a television camera, but you go in front of a bunch of people, and I can envision them nude or whatever the tricks might be, and I hate it. I'm shaking like a leaf up there. So good for you to be able to do that. All right, we'll check out on Fox with Dr. Siegel tomorrow.
Right,
I appreciate it.
Thank you,
so thank
much,
you, Chris. All right, take
I
care.
I appreciate it, Mark. Thank
yeah,
you.
And we'll see
appreciate
you. I mean, the guy fights so hard, and his story is so amazing. You know, just the story in and of itself, but then the recovery and the fact that he was, you know, told over and over that he wouldn't get as far as he has, and he just keeps fighting. So I'm proud of him and glad he's got the opportunities that are coming down the line. Sue, are you ready for Sue's News on a Thursday?
I am.
All right, it's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.